Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
First of all, I'd be on the ground being like, just let me go, dude. Just
let me go. I'm like, no.
I'm like, please stop.
Okay, guys.
Girls.
We're in a new situation
today. Completely different setup, as you can see.
We've been traveling the great country of America.
US of A.
And we've met some lovely people.
We have.
And we're about to meet two more, hopefully, lovely people.
Hopefully.
Jesus.
Hey. Guys, don't talk until we introduce you.
It's not your turn.
Yeah, it's not your turn.
I'm going to defend myself, though.
No, not yet.
These assholes right here. It's like...
Defend yourself in 2 minutes.
The social media world has been asking for this collab, on our side at least, for like a year, year and a half. And yeah, we're super stoked to have the gents from the Basement Yard podcast here. We have Joe and Frank.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, we'll see how it goes.
We shall.
Yeah, man. Hopefully it delivers on what was hypothetically promised. No pressure.
Hypothetically promise. Did you guys promise? I didn't promise anything. Did you?
I haven't. No, I haven't said a word. No.
Yeah.
I promised everyone everything.
It's gonna be the best.
Yeah, this is gonna be the best collab in like,
all right, I like
the last
that.
Decade in podcast history.
Podcast history.
No pressure.
I have
guys.
Seen a lot of comments though of people being like, "This is the UK version of the Basement Yard," or like, "You guys are just like them," and I'm like, all right, because there was a clip that was very similar to something that we had talked about.
Okay,
where you had talked about how you miss him sometimes, or
I asked him if he misses me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were like, "Yo, we're gonna
I miss him every minute of every waking day." But he never like I always. There is a clear difference between him and I. Like, I am the more like
affectionate.
Yeah, and like facts. Sentimental, and like I just love hugs. You know what I'm saying? And he. Yeah,
I feel like we're on the same side.
And I'll be like,
I just love hugs.
I'll be like, hey man, I missed you, and he'd be like, ah, oh.
Cool.
First of all, that's not how I react at all.
I'd be like, what's going on? You know, like I've missed you. Ah, you know,
cool.
Yeah. I feel like you do it on purpose just to like fuck with me though,
or you've convinced yourself that to feel better about yourself that I spill my guts to you every time we talk.
Pause. Spill pause. My guts.
Yeah, pause.
Crazy.
Pause. Damn. Okay, so what you don't. Did you get to the bottom of? Do you miss him?
No, I just like I don't, bro.
No,
he answer the question.
Yeah, you
know
don't.
What it is? It's not that I. Well, no, I think no, because like to me, it's like I just saw you like 2 days ago. Do I miss you? No, not really. I just saw you. I see you more than anybody.
You see this, right?
I'm seeing it, bro.
You see it, and from the clip that kind of like spurred this collaboration, it seems like the dynamic is similar.
Yeah, for sure. I asked you, what did you even say? You said it depends.
It depends. Yeah.
On what? I can't even remember what it was.
You didn't let me finish. I can't remember what the context was now. So yeah, you didn't let me finish.
So do you want to?
This is like group therapy, dude.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
Do you want to?
Do I miss you when you're not around?
Mm.
Sometimes.
Or when you have a...
Sometimes.
All right, bet.
This is a big moment. Yeah, bet.
But what is the times? What is the times? When there's a lot of time.
Yeah, name one time and then you probably.
Name a time of Miss James. I can't think off the dome.
That was a good answer.
But there have been times where I've missed you, of course. I can't give specifics. Because we see each other often.
Typical
same way
gas.
You guys see each other often.
I have a question that's
kind
of... Don't
say typical gaslighting.
I was
going to
say
that.
Typical gaslighting behavior.
No, you see, this is what's going to happen now. He's just going to
I'm not
going to
do anything.
Shit.
It's going to...
No, it's going to happen.
The rug will unroll itself and everyone will see the carpet of misery that you put us through.
You're going to start teaching him some shit and then he's going to be able to like fucking gaslight him now. That's what's going to happen.
Or we're just sensitive men that love our best friends ever.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to speak for you, but I'm not saying that I don't, I'm not like a sensitive dude who whatever, but you just like every time you see me, you're like, I miss you.
Yeah. Well,
I don't say every time.
You're a big, I love you guy too.
I am.
Oh, same.
Every time, babe, and I love you. Every time.
Babe is crazy.
Yeah, babe is crazy.
Why is that crazy?
Babe Frank, come on, man.
Crazy.
Come on, man. I'm trying to fight on your side, but that's nuts.
No.
Babe. He's a big, I love you guy.
Yeah, babe. See, slip it in like that.
Pause.
Yeah. No?
Slip it in like that. All right, what are we doing here?
Damn, bro. Okay, fair. Babe,
how many days would you guys have to spend together until you're like, all right, I need a break?
Well, we spent 10 days.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know you guys have been
10 days. I could do 10 more. Yeah, I don't know about you.
I don't have any qualms about that whatsoever.
What about you guys?
That's really nice. I love that. That's love.
Oh,
I mean, I can. He can move in with me and my family right now, and I'd be like,
why
super
cool.
Why the
fuck would
it.
I do that?
He would not. Exactly. See what I'm saying?
Move in with you and your family.
Yeah, he'd be like, welcome. And he would show up with his dumbass golden doodle, and like, we'd be like super pumped about it.
My dog just catching a stray for no reason.
I mean, come on.
See, how am I supposed to miss somebody who talks shit about my fucking
dog? That's
fair. It's a dog, dude.
Yeah.
Whoa.
People love dogs. You know what he does? He does the typical, like, oh, I don't have kids, but I have a dog.
Oh, and you're a dog dad.
No, don't do
this. I am a dog dad.
Do you take pictures of your dog on Instagram?
Do I what?
Take pictures of your dog on Instagram and post it?
Of course. Back in the day, there used to be an Instagram that was, it was him.
And you would type as him.
Yeah, bro.
Had a really, like,
I was trying to explain to him, like, bro, I'm a white person. This is what we do. Yeah, it's in my DNA.
Had a great day with daddy.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's the only way, he's been called daddy his whole life. So
that's not true.
Damn. All right, bet. Ice is officially broken, I think.
Yeah.
I think so.
We'll get more into that later. So what we want to do, we usually start when we have a guest on the show. We do the origin stories and stuff. I'm most excited for this origin story.
Yeah.
So I've intentionally, stayed away from finding out what it could be.
Uh-huh.
So guys, please tell us, start of the friendship, start of the show.
Go.
Take it away.
I had just left the movie theater and my I had just left the movie theater and I was walking down the street with my parents and Joe pulled a gun on them.
Okay.
Robbed my mom, shot her.
You're doing the
Are you Batman?
I am Batman.
Yeah. You're Batmaning, say less.
No.
You're Batmaning.
First of all, I didn't even pick up that at all.
Really? He's sitting over there, he's like, what stupid shit is this?
You're Batmaning, okay.
Wait, they left the movie theater. That part I just don't like.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I mean, You can tell. See how right you get it. It's like group therapy. Ooh, it's damn. Like, come on, go.
When's our anniversary? Basically what they're asking. Our sisters were like friends when they were younger because he grew up like four blocks away from me.
Okay.
And so they
were in New York?
In New York. They're the same age. So, and then we're the same age. So we went to pre-K together and the school was across the street from his house. And we just kind of became friends through that because like, I guess because of our sisters, our moms like knew each other. So like, that's how you make friends. And
they had known each other. It was our first day together. So it was like, oh, you know, it was kind of like, oh, here's Joey, here's Frankie. And then, you know,
yeah,
it kind of just went from there.
And then in New York, there's like, I don't know how, like, you know, we have like zone schools. So there's like a public school that's like close and you have to go there. And we were in the same class, like through first grade to fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just became really good friends through then.
Nice.
And but then we weren't in school together at all for the rest of time.
Oh, damn.
We went to different schools, but we lived in the same neighborhood, so we just like see each other all the time.
On the holidays and stuff, you come back and blah blah blah.
Yeah. Well,
he was my best friend that no one knew about in Canada. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, they go to another school. Don't worry.
Oh wow. Yeah, that's like the first girl I slept with.
Yeah.
When I was like 13.
No one knows exactly who they are, but she's a supermodel. I swear to God.
One of our friends one time when we were like fucking 13 years old, he was like, yeah, I was in Greece and I went on a Playboy cruise and lost my virginity. We're like, no, you
didn't. Yeah.
No. Like, what the fuck are you talking
about? In addition to a million other lies the kid told. Yeah. So it was pretty easy to figure it out.
That is fair, but that was a good one.
Where we grew up, it was really like, it's big but small, if that makes sense. Like, there's so many people there, but like the age group was within like 3 or 4 years. So like everyone just kind of hung out with each other. And we saw, even though we weren't in school yet, we saw each other every day, you know, because we would go to school, come back, and then we'd all go to the park. We'd all, you know, play baseball, basketball, you know, whatever. And then, you know, it just kind of kept. And then, you know, of course, when we were becoming like young teens is when, you know, like Instant Messenger was like starting to get popular. So it was easier to, like, even if we didn't see each other, like we were able to like talk shit back and forth to each other. So, and then it just kind of went from there.
And then I don't know honestly how this ended up happening, but like we both had this like want to make these like videos, and my mom bought me a camcorder that recorded on like cassette tapes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were just like, all right. Like, and then back then, like, Jackass was like fucking cool. So we're like, yo, we're about to fucking jumping off of fucking beds and shit trying to kill each other.
We grew up big Saturday Night Live fans.
Okay.
So we like idolized, you know, Chris Farley and, you know, like the crew of like the late 90s. Mm. So we were like, oh, let's we made each other laugh, and then we made our friends laugh. So we were like, fuck it, let's try to like just like make stupid videos. And they were the dumbest, most cringeworthy things in the world.
What's
like,
what's the one that sticks out to mind when you say this?
Dude, there were so many. We did like an American Idol one. We do a bunch of wrestling matches.
They did wrestling matches like that were like very homoerotic. We're like, cool. Like breathing, panting on top of each other. We're like, oh God. And then we would cut it and go behind the camera and be like the commentary team.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. We were everybody.
We were everyone that's from why, like, top to bottom.
American Idol, we were all three judges and then the people who were singing and then like the crowd too. Like we were just like,
yeah.
But with those cameras, you have to rewind and record over. There's no editing. Okay. So like it just took forever. And like in where he went to high school, like a bunch of our friends went there and they had a film class where you had to record this thing as like a final. So every single year we're like, we'll do it. So we just recorded like all those videos. And then eventually like I started doing YouTube. He went away to college. And then I was doing the podcast and then for solo. A couple of years, in the beginning I was doing it solo. And then I had another, my buddy Danny that I was doing the podcast with for a number of years. And then I think 2.5 years ago or something.
3 years. Three years, 2 months, 14 days, 6 hours.
Making that number up for we started doing the podcast together, and ever since we've been doing
nice.
That.
Nice. Where did the name Basement Yard come from? Was it in a basement?
Yeah, so.
That's where he found me.
Makes sense.
At my mom's house where I grew up, the basement was like my room around that time when I started doing everything. So I was filming everything in there. And then when I started the podcast, obviously I was going to do it down there. And I just had like a folding table that I put it out. And I was trying to think of a name. And my mom's like, oh, you should call it the Basement Yard. And I'm like, why? And she's like, because when you were younger and you wanted to go outside and play in the yard, but I didn't want to go out and watch you, I'd say no. And then you'd ask us if you could go play in the basement yard, which was like where my room was and where I started recording and shit. Name is fire. So yeah. Thanks to my mom. That's
I was going to say, you credit.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah, no, yeah. I was like, fuck, that's fucking good.
So you owe her your success.
I owe my success to my mom, yeah. The name, 100%.
Nice. Fair play.
I owe my success to his mom, too. No, I don't know. How long have you guys known each other?
Known each other 14 going on 15 years.
Yeah. We met on the first day of university. We were in the same class. Yeah, he was the only other black kid. Well, one of our other friends as well. We're the only other black dudes in the class. So I was like, cool. I like basketball too, guys. and that's literally how it started.
Yeah, that's
I love basketball, and they were like, "Oh, cool." And then I just like tagged along with them.
You guys look around, I was like, "It's a lot of white people."
Yeah, dude, literally. Because I remember I walked in late, and everyone had already like partied up.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then I walked in, and I was like, "A lot of whites."
Yeah,
and I saw them. I was like, "Nice."
What was the class? Was it like something like super British, like imperialism and how we did it?
Wow,
damn.
I actually can't even remember.
Nah, it was, what was the class? Well, the course was sports and exercise science, but the class, I don't remember. It was just like an induction class, really, wasn't it?
It could have been just an induction, like form class type
but
thing.
It was in a city called Coventry. It was in like the middle of England, which is like, I guess you can call it racist.
Yeah, I guess.
If you're going to pick racist cities, Coventry will be in there somewhere.
It's like the Alabama of the UK.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I guess.
If it's racist, I promise.
That's high praise. That's high racist praise.
Okay.
The racists are like, we got one over there too. All right.
Yeah. We're expanding. So
yeah, man. Unless you're on campus, I don't remember seeing really any other black people apart from on campus.
True.
So yeah, only other black dudes, made friends with them. And then I remember you guys were super, super generous on the first day. You invited me to watch a Man U match.
I did.
On the first day I met you.
I did.
And then Aaron invited me to go play basketball.
Play basketball.
Yeah. And then, best friends ever since. Yeah.
Damn, dude.
That's sweet, honestly.
That's at the beginning of most like UK friendships. Like, you want to go watch some football? And you're like, yep.
Yeah, man. That's literally it, man.
It's all it takes.
It's a very simple, like,
for men, it is very
simple. Very introductory. Yeah. And it's like, boom. And you just kind of go from there. Mm. So if you didn't have like the formative years of getting to know each other, because like that's the different, like we had that. So we got to see each other do the dumbest possible things and then just kind of grow out of it and just be like, oh yeah, that was stupid. And now we just hold each other accountable.
I feel like that was the opposite too. Like you guys met when you're in university and then I feel like I barely saw you when you went away. to
I came back a lot. I mean, I definitely came back, like,
but like you were doing your own thing and shit.
Yeah,
and
I had my other friends, which he hated and threatened me over. You
oh,
know.
Swear. Nice.
He said, he's like, listen, if you make other friends up there, I swear to God. And I was like,
did you miss him when he went to university? Or
I did.
Oh, you did?
Did you tell him?
I think he did. There were some times in there because, you know, it was like, you know, we were 18, 19 at the time. And it's like, you know, the hormone, the juices are still flowing, you know.
But what is that?
No, I'm not saying like, you know, like you miss your boys, you know, like you want to see your boys. Because at that point in time, it's like, yo, the girls can like come hang out. But like, it's boy time. Dude, you know? Like, and yeah, you definitely would say I missed, like, every time I left for school, I would, like, have to, like, peel myself away, and I would, like, get very upset. And
shed a tear.
It's, of course I shed a tear, yeah. It was hard, you know?
Pause.
This is completely...
Yeah, facts.
Pause what? I'm crying for my boys. What's wrong with that?
Cameron and Mace podcast now? Everything is false.
It was really tough.
Yeah, right.
Going away to a private university.
Nice. Yeah. So when... What was it like when you asked him to do the... pod? Was it just like standard or
because my co-host that I had was going off to do his own thing, so I like needed somebody, and I knew that, like, because when I was doing the podcast with my friend Danny, I felt like, you know, we didn't do a lot of guests and stuff like that because I just felt like the chemistry was like really good, and we've tried to add other people in sometimes and it was just like very difficult. But then Frank was like, when we would have him on the podcast, it was like, oh, this is very seamless. Like, he gets it.
Oh,
like,
nice.
Because, like, podcasting is like a... I didn't believe this for years. I'm like, we're just fucking hanging out, just talking, like, whatever. But then you see other people do a podcast, and you're like, oh, no, that's not
it's
good.
Brutal.
Yeah, it's like, that's not...
You can see the synergy's not there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's like, okay, you have to know when to fill the gaps and to keep talking and this and that. So, like, some people, like, can do that easily, but... And Frankie was one of them. So I was just asking him. I was like, yeah, I'd, like, want another co-host. Like, and he's like, yep. Super down, and then we just started doing it like immediately, and it was kind of fun.
It was like this summer of 2020, so like it was a wild time.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
like
yeah,
and everything.
You know, like I was, you know, my wedding just got canceled for good reason. Like, well, not good reasons, COVID.
Yeah.
For good reason.
For good reason.
Not
want
you to think like my wife like left me.
For good fucking reason.
Don't worry, she didn't leave me. Just millions of people got infected with this. No, and like I had a baby on the way, and like it was just like at the time I was working a job where I was just fucking like miserable, and I always felt like, you know, like I always felt my thing was to like just like try to like make people laugh, and that's how, you know, him and I kind of connected and started doing this stuff. So like when he asked me, he's downplaying it, or at least he's probably more realistic of how it was to me. It was like
it was a different thing.
It was like the sky
paint
parted.
Paint your picture.
Yeah, go. Talk us through it.
Please. Paint
I was sitting home.
What day was it?
I'm so excited. Yeah.
He's like, I have just drawn a bath. And
I have my cup of tea. Yeah. My stepson, my wife is working on the computer, and I'm sitting next to her working on my laptop.
Mm-hmm. This is real?
This is 1,000% real.
Remember this.
Because this is a big moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you were very, like, a part of him. Like, people see us on the show, and they think that that's us all the time. Mm. And... that's not necessarily the case. Like, I think I'm more of the loud, ridiculous version of what you get on the show. But Joey's a little more, like, reserved and, like, saves his, you know, passion, I guess, for like, more, like, intimate moments. Like, he's very, like, business. We call him Business Joe, but, like, he definitely is. He'll be like, listen, there is nothing holding you back but yourself. You can absolutely do it. But in the text message, he was very, like, sentimental. He was like, listen, like, this is what we've been wanting to do for so long. I don't know anyone else I would want. And I was like,
I did say that.
Fuck. And I'm sitting there, and my wife's sitting next to me. She's like, what's wrong? And I was like, I had to read the phone. I was just like,
oh, I thought you were choking her. I was thinking, why are you hung like that, bro? What's wrong?
What's wrong? It's like, my moment, woman.
No. It's like, shut the fuck up. I'm reading a text.
No, be clearer next time, bro. That's universal for strangle. That's universal for strangle.
I did the wrist.
You said, what's wrong?
That's like Darth Vader.
I'm not finished reading it.
Like, you did,
I'm not like the Big Show or Undertaker. I'm not out here just like... I did the flick of the wrist, which is the universal sign for show the phone.
All right,
it's like, what happened? It's like,
and
the fuck
it was just like, you know, I knew that it was like a big moment for me and for the show, because like we were making a transition, and you know, I mean, with change, like it needs to feel as seamless as possible, and it was incredible. And it's nice. And I've treated it as like, I always tell him like, yo, just so you know, like I never take this for granted, like I appreciate it. And he says, you know, the same thing, you know. And
nice. One of the first episodes, you showed up in like a suit and a fucked up, not a suit, a button down and like a fucked up tie, and he brought a resume.
Oh my god.
Like, yeah, but why he's like a good candidate for the show.
Oh my god.
And he had like a bunch of references and all this shit and the phone number on it. I was like, what number is this? I was like, this isn't your phone number. And he's like, he's like, I don't know. He's like, it's my business number. I was like, I'm gonna call it. And he's like, all right, call it. And I call it, and it was Mama's Empanadas, which is a fucking,
it's like a chain restaurant empanada place here in New York.
Yeah, which
and
we would just
he calls
get
him. They're
at.
Like, hello, Mama's Empanadas, and he's like,
oh, hung up the phone.
That's hilarious.
But, yeah.
Damn.
So, question. So you said you had a co-host, Danny Pryor, right?
Yeah.
When did you fire him?
Fire.
No, he was doing his own thing. This was like a couple weeks before joined, so like 3 years ago.
And the thing too is like, we have so much history, Joey and I, and Danny Lopriori, for those of you guys that don't know him, like he is one of the funniest people I've ever met in my entire life, and like seamlessly, he can walk into any room, command the room. He's just like effortlessly funny. And I said, I was like, oh, I can't in my head, like I can't try to be Danny because I'm gonna lose that battle 100 times out of 100. So I just needed to go in and just kind of capitalize on the experiences we have and the chemistry we have, and you know, we are where we are.
That's awesome, man.
And so Danny's out there just like crushing it as a stand-up.
Yeah,
so
he's doing stand-up stuff now.
Yeah, he's
very
doing,
nice.
Doing
did you did you like quit your job like straight away?
No, I worked my job for another like 2 years. I only quit back in April.
Oh damn, nice.
So
congrats.
I was thank you. I was working, you know, this and the other job, and like I had to like lie to the other job, and they were like, oh, what are you doing? And I'm like, like what?
Didn't one of your coworkers like reference something on the show that was not appropriate?
Well, no, I was on so I worked as like an insurance investigator for a law firm.
Okay.
And I would work with like different like attorneys, like workers comp, you know, attorneys in the like tri-state area. And this one guy calls me and he's talking to me about this case where like this woman was hit by like a forklift and like fell off and broke her teeth or something hilarious. And I'm just
something hilarious. That's fucked up.
Well, so I mean, and we're like talking through the case, and he goes, all right, hold on a sec. You sound so familiar. And I'm like, what?
Sound?
Yeah, because we were just on the phone. He's like, you sound so familiar. What's your name again? And I was like, Frank. And he's like, do you know of like the basement yard? And I was like, nope, next question. And I completely shut it down because, I mean, we say some dumb things, and I didn't want my employer at the time, who I relied on heavily for health insurance, which don't get me started on America.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh, man. You guys, I don't know how it is over there, but I assume it's better than here.
We don't need health insurance.
Yeah.
We don't.
Oh, was that meant to be a high five?
It was.
Sorry, dude, I didn't see. Oh, fuck. Don't choke me, man.
So,
yeah, just keep soft. Just keep it like that.
It's gonna be
soft.
Yeah.
Not bad, right?
Yeah.
Whoa, wait a second.
Yeah, he's talking about you.
You
as
haven't
done
a hard day's labor in your life, but that's fine.
Not anymore.
No.
Hey, nice.
Yeah, that's right. Now I work for him, so manual labor all day.
Well,
pause, bro.
No, but
crazy. Yeah, that is crazy. That is.
What did you do before? What job did you leave?
I mean,
full time.
So when I was 18 or 19, I went to college for a semester and I was like, can't do this.
Oh, okay.
And I was making like YouTube videos at the time, but it wasn't really a thing. And this is back in 2012 or some shit. And I was doing that, but there was no money in it. Like, no, and the only like content creator that existed was like Jenna Marbles or some shit, but I didn't even know if she was making money or anything. I just knew that like I knew of her and she was getting a lot of views and shit. So I just like kept doing that, and I was just working at like pizzerias, and then eventually I got a job at a company in the city called Elite Daily, and I was like an editor and producer for them, and because they had saw like my YouTube videos that I was making. So they were like, oh, they like I remember, I always tell this fucking story, but like I had $150, and I remember that because they were like, do you want to come in and be in the sketch? We'll pay you $150. And I was like, double up. I was like, yeah,
nice.
Was like,
nice.
Bring me in. So I went in, and then when I did, after the sketch, the CEO comes up to me. He's like, do you want to work here? We're trying to build out a video team. And I was like, yeah, for sure. Sick. He's like, you only have to come in part time. We'll pay you like $400 a week. And I was like, that was way more than I thought he was going to pay me. So I worked there for like 6 months. And then eventually, like, the company was growing like crazy. And then I got like my first like real salary, and we moved into a new office, and I worked there and like was learning about production and editing and stuff like that. And then once I felt like I was kind of tapped out, like in my position there, I eventually left and was doing like the YouTube thing full time while podcasting as well. So it was like more of a easy jump for me because I was kind of like still doing something that was similar to the job. Like, so I was like, all right, just did that. And then, yeah, like ever since then, like that, ever since probably like 2015 or 2016, I've been doing it like full time.
Nice.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Damn.
2015, 2016, that's a long time. Fair play.
Yeah, it is. It is a long time, bro. And some people are like, you know, I used to watch you when I was in like eighth grade. I'm like, you're 40, dude. Like, how long have I been doing this? Like, what the fuck?
Damn, well played, man.
Jeez. How long you guys been doing the podcast?
4 years.
4 years. Over 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy, bro. Yeah. 4 years. And you guys already have some wild growth. Crazy.
Luckily.
Yeah.
Super yeah, luckily. Lucky. Yeah.
When did
yeah.
that started happening? Was it like not immediate? I'm assuming that it took a little bit of time, but was it like fucking just skyrocketing?
I say this all the time. Yeah, it's always been like relatively like gradual. The curve has always been exactly the same, but then like the 5% increments just get bigger and bigger and bigger. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then like, yeah, when you're going from like 80 views to like 85 views, it's literally the same thing. And then when you're going from like 150k views to 200k views, it's like a lot. And yeah. then when you're doing like 2 million views to 10 million views, it's like massive. And then all of a sudden we're still seeing the same curve, so we're always like, oh, doing a bit better, whereas mm-hmm. everyone else is like, you guys are killing it.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much how it's been.
How's it been like with like friends and family kind of like watching you guys go through this? Is it like weird for them or weird for you guys in any way?
Family, I would say no. They've been pretty, well, at first they didn't really understand what I was doing. But they trusted the fact that I knew what I was doing because I was with my boy. So, and it was one of those ones where when I said to my parents, I'm going to quit my job and pursue this full time, they were like, as long as you're sure, then just go for it.
Yeah. But
my dad is one of my biggest supporters because I've said this story before. Like when we changed our studios, got new cameras and everything, he called me after he watched the episode and said how proud he was of both of us just because he saw the growth and everything. Mm-hmm. He was like very sentimental. I was like, oh damn, like you support us. I was like, fair play. It was cool.
That's awesome. Not what you hear about like UK parents. You hear like really? The opposite, like you will go to school and be a knight.
a knight.
It's like, fair, that is what it's like. But yeah, you have to bring the money in first.
Yeah. And once I remember, they see the dividends, they'll be like, okay,
but do what you want. I remember my mom is, the only reason my mom wasn't upset with me quitting my job was because at the time it was during COVID and we were working from home. So I'd set up an office in my mom's house. So she'd be working from home in one room. I was working in another room. And then every day she would just hear me all day like, fuck this, I can't fucking take this anymore. So when I remember the day I went into a room and I was like, right, I need to tell you something. And then she was like, what? And I was like, I'm quitting my job. I'm just going to do the podcast now. I can't deal with it anymore. And she was like, I was waiting for her to be like, don't be stupid. Mm. Like, you're an idiot. Don't do it. She was like, if I have to hear you scream at this job one more time, I'm going to kill myself. So like, for the love of God, just quit and like chase this thing. And I was like, nice. Speaking of friends though, friends is becoming, cause like obviously like podcasting is, especially when you do it as frequently as you do it, mm-hmm. you just obviously like talk about your lives and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we were speaking about it yesterday. I'm only realizing now that like, again, the bigger we get, like you kind of do have to watch what you say. Like
about your friends?
Yeah, not even, you have to watch what you say in terms of just like not getting canceled. But then like it's now becoming like an everyday, like every little sentence. So I had a conversation with some of my friends the other day where they clipped something that we said on another podcast last week and they were like, are you talking about us? Like, is this about us? Is this story? And it actually wasn't about them. And I was like, nah, it's not about you. And they're like, dude, people keep sending me this. Is it about us? And I'm like, why am I now dealing with this? Like,
defend yourself.
And I'm like, I feel like that wasn't about you. This was about this. This was about that. That wasn't about this. And I'm just like, man, like I'm spending so much time on camera now that I feel like every single conversation I have about anyone or anything is now taken. And like, you talk about this restaurant, you talk about this hotel, you talk about this person, you talk about this person, you do that. And I'm like, damn.
I'm just
and
talking.
Yeah. And also in a normal scenario, you'd be like, I'm just going to shut up.
Yeah.
You literally can't. You have to just keep doing it every single week.
I feel like that's like the benefit of like I've been doing this for so long that like now it's just kind of like I'm used to that, and like the people I guess around me are sort of used to that. We actually like to do it the opposite of what you're talking about on our podcast sometimes. Like we'll be talking about an old story from like fucking sixth grade or something, and then I'm like, just say the name, yeah, say the full fucking name.
Throw out, like, throw them out.
A person we haven't talked to in 20 years. I'm like, say their full fucking name right now. It's like, well, there was one time because we talk about this girl Bridget that like,
go ahead while you're.
I'm not gonna full name on this podcast. Yeah. I got people from the UK looking her up now. But what happened was
there's a million Bridgets in the UK, I'm sure.
I'm not gonna say the full name. But
there actually is. I don't think I've ever met a Bridget.
You have.
How many Bridgets have you met?
We've met the same.
Oh, we haven't met one Bridget.
You know, one Bridget.
Sorry. I guess not very memorable.
One Bridget, yeah.
It's probably her.
She didn't break your heart the way that the Bridget broke my heart.
Yeah, she did break Frankie's heart in third
second grade.
Second grade, that's what it was. But he was like, this is the only girl. What do you say?
Did she break your heart?
She like sliced mine a little bit.
A little paper cut?
Yeah. Just a little paper cut.
Yeah.
Just a little paper cut.
That's actually so funny because
that sounds like a full blown.
No, but you know what? Those are the ones that sting the most, you know, the little paper cuts. You don't realize
it. I would say getting your heart cut in half probably hurts a little more.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't
onto
realize it was you.
Yeah, onto your Bridget.
But we on one a podcast one time.
Sorry, I thought it was Toby.
The way you looked at me, I realized what he was like.
I was about to turn around and be like, she broke one of our friend's hearts, and
name.
I realized it was
say her full name.
I don't even remember her name.
I don't know.
Thankfully.
Describe her head to toe right now.
She's really gorgeous.
Where does she live?
Social? Get a pen and paper, draw her face.
But we brought her up as like, it's like, we have so many stories, from knowing each other for almost 30 years, we have so many stories that both of us have forgotten or one of us have forgotten. Yeah. So when we bring it up or it comes up naturally, it's like, holy shit.
We ended up saying this girl's name because Frankie was like, oh, this is the only girl that ever made both of us cry.
Yeah.
And
both of you.
When I was in fourth grade, I said something to her and she was like, I'm going to tell on you. I was like, I don't give a fuck. And then she told me and I cried. She called my bluff and I was like, I'm actually a bitch. So
fuck. I walked up to her in second grade and I was just like, the most confident I've ever been. I was wearing a Pokemon shirt head to toe. I felt it.
Head to toe.
Felt it, man. I go up to her and I'm just like, yeah, so I like you. And she was like,
cool.
All right. And I turned around and cried at the rest of the
Second grade is big for that. But we said her name on the podcast, and then we hadn't talked to this girl in like over a decade.
Yeah, well over.
And she messaged me on like Facebook and she's like, did you talk about me on the podcast? And I was like, I don't know.
Lightly unaware. That's the other thing that's scary is we record and immediately after,
no idea,
we forget everything.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, fuck, I gotta come up with a title, and then I gotta re-listen to the fucking I was like, I don't know what we talked about.
Yeah. So we kind of have the same issue, but like our friends kind of like being like stories about them, but we keep some of the names out of it for certain reasons.
For the bad stories, it'd be like, someone, I don't know.
Dude,
they found that girl through her wedding website. Like when you get married, it's like the not
the registry,
.com or something.
Yeah.
Oh. And they looked up her name and then they found her. I was like, yeah, you got to be a sick person to do that.
Fans are crazy though.
Yeah, people are
that's
twisted.
It's a little crazy.
Speaking of fans, what is the best and what is the craziest fan interaction you guys have had?
You have a back catalog more than I.
Nothing like crazy ever like happens to me anymore. Like it was back in the day when it was like first was becoming like a thing. That's when there would be like very weird interactions. But I remember there was an Easter Sunday where I was not home because I was at like my aunt's house and really celebrating, but my dad was home, and a woman just showed up at the door. Oh. And was knocking on the door.
Yeah, you told
me. And my dad opened up. Man, this story is so much funnier if you guys knew who the fuck my dad was.
Oh, because my God.
He's just a maniac. But he opened the door and the woman was like, is Joe home? And he's like, what? Like immediately, this is the same person when we were younger. Frankie would call my house at 9 o'clock, and then my dad would be like, are you fucking crazy calling at 9 o'clock? And so he was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, my daughter's in the car, they're big fans, we want to pay him like $500 to come spend Easter at our house.
Oh.
And he's like, are you out of your fucking mind? Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
But like that is probably like the craziest things. People used to call my mom's house like when I was younger too, but this all happened within this like 3-year span, and especially now I feel like I've been doing it so long that it's like when people see me out and they recognize me, they're just like, oh, you did, oh good. It's like, it's that's cool.
Yeah,
like,
I get the are you okay, oh, sir? So, yeah
the whole sentence.
How's it going I was actually last week I was out I was, you know, at a liquor store grabbing some beer, and this girl goes, because I never shaved my face. We had to shave a face for a shoot we had last week. And she goes, you know, you look so familiar. You ever heard of a show? Like a podcast? And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, The Basement Yard? And I was like, yeah, I have heard of that show. She's like, yeah, it's a good show. And I'm like, it's a good show, right? She's like, yeah. That was it. She didn't say, yeah.
Damn.
She didn't say, like, oh, it's you. Yeah. And then, I've not had many or any weird ones. I think for me, the thing that kind of weirds me out a little bit is, you know, I'll go places because I just recently started getting recognized in public. And even then, it's not that much. Like, very, like, at like Target or something stupid. And I, wherever I go, I normally go with my wife and our kids and stuff like that. So we were in Target one day and a girl stopped us and, well, stopped me. And she's like, oh my God, you're like, I love your show. I'm such a huge fan. I love you. I love you. And my wife's like standing next to me. And I'm like, this is my wife, like, you know, I introduce. And she's like, oh, okay. You're like, you're so great. And I was like,
so disrespectful.
So I'm like, you know, I walk away and then I talk to my wife, that was weird. And she's like, yeah, that's a little uncomfortable. And I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. But like, besides that, I can't really think of anything. We got stopped in Puerto Rico. Like, someone like almost crashed their car, like stopping at a stop sign trying to say hi.
Oh yeah, that was weird.
But what about you guys? Like, any...
Oh my God.
That sounds like there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
I've been stopped in our local, we call it Asda, you probably call it Walmart. Mm-hmm.
It's not the same thing. We had this conversation the other day. It's not the same thing.
Whatever.
Walmart owns Asda. They're two completely different entities.
Whatever. Whatever.
Sorry.
Why are you so angry, bro?
I don't know, because we had this exact conversation.
Hey, he's got a point. Take it easy, you know? Bro. I got you. Don't worry about it.
Okay, relax.
Sorry. I it's like saying, like, oh, we have this thing. It's called, like, vodka. You might call it Bud Light. And it's like, those are two
What do they sell at this store?
It's a supermarket.
They sell everything.
I mean, that's pretty similar to Walmart.
That's pretty much Walmart.
They got guns? Because that's Walmart.
We ain't got that. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
I was at Asda, not Walmart.
I am sorry. No, I'm sorry. Megan will vouch. Didn't we not have this exact conversation like 2 days ago? Anyway, sorry.
Couldn't care less.
It is fine. I apologize.
Cool. I was at Asda. just walking, mind my business. That's why I do my local shop, whatever. And then there was a family that came up to me. No, first of all, there was two kids that came up to me and they were like, oh my God, love your show, blah, blah, blah. I was like, cool, handshake, whatever. Carried on my business. Then I saw the same two kids with their family, but I was minding my own business down the aisle. And then the mum scurried over to me. Like, she scurried over to me like she was about to hug me, like she knew me. I was like, oh, this is a bit forward. And she's like, oh my God, my kid just told me you were here. Love you so much, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And it was not annoying for me, but I could tell it was annoying for the father, aka the woman's husband.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There, and it was one of those ones where he didn't acknowledge me, but he hated the fact that his wife acknowledged me.
Yeah, he's like, who the fuck is this?
He hated the fact
Why the fuck does my wife like you so much?
Hated the fact that his wife acknowledged me and she was a fan. I was like, okay, cool, thank you, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, and I said, oh, I'm just doing my local shop, obviously, whatever. And she said, if you don't want to get recognized, maybe you shouldn't go out to Asda. And I'm thinking, I'm a
what
human.
An idiot. What a dumb idiot.
Where else am I going to do my shopping? Like, it's, yeah, so certain things like that are so.
Oh my God, tell them the story about the package.
That's ominous.
Wait. What package are we talking about?
Tell me about that.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Flakes.
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low, so let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know? I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Yeah.
You got the winter blues? Tell the truth, you got the winter blues?
Yeah, I need sun.
Yeah. You got that seasonal D?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod.
Marked box that you
got. The doorbell, the Ring doorbell group chat. The neighborhood watch thing.
Oh my God.
This is sounding like dangerous.
So this was back in January. This is not a, yeah. So this back in January, I had to, I was going for a friend's staycation birthday, like an hour away from where I lived.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a theme, or we had to all wear white, blah, blah, blah. So I ordered a pair of trousers, because I don't own white trousers. I mean, apart from him, who owns white trousers? Do you know
pants,
what I mean?
Joey.
Thanks, dude. Thank God you're here.
So I had to order a pair, but they said it got delivered. I obviously didn't see. I lived in an apartment, and in that apartment complex, they also had houses. So my door number was X, and they obviously went to the house instead of the apartment.
Mm. Got it.
So I looked at the, when they deliver it, they sent you a picture on your email saying, oh, it's been to prove that it's been delivered.
Yeah.
And I looked at the door, and I was thinking, that's not where I live. So where is it? So I walked around to said same number of the house, knock, knock, knocked, no one was in, pressed the doorbell, no one was in. I was like, okay, cool, maybe I'll come back after the gym. I went to the gym, came back, same thing, nothing. I was like, cool, charging it, I've not got it, maybe I have to order another one, which I did. Probably 3 days later, I saw a DM, I saw multiple DMs from like, oh my God, is it you from the podcast? They're talking about you in the community group chat. I was thinking, what the fuck? What the fuck? You're saying, oh, so long story short, the father had screenshotted, because they had the Ring doorbell, screenshotted the Ring doorbell, or took a picture of the Ring doorbell, put it in the group chat saying, does anyone know who this guy is? He's come to my house two, three times, blah, blah, blah. He met my wife saying, oh, I'm looking for some trousers. We never took it, this, that, and the other. I was thinking, whoa, whoa, what's going? You're making it seem as if I'm the intrusive person. Yeah. I'm looking for my clothes. Yeah. And I did the right thing. I saw the doormat. It clearly matched the doormat on the floor. So I'm thinking, can I have my clothes? Yes or no? Like, yeah. And that's all it was. But they were going on and on and on. But the good thing about it is they defended me because they realized that I was looking for my clothes. Like the other guys defended me.
Yeah.
Like they realized I was looking for my clothes. And like, it was just such an awkward situation. I was like, I need to move.
Yeah, that's, I was gonna say, you have to leave it.
That's the first thing I thought about. I need to move, because this is crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Community crazy. Group chat, that's not where you want to be.
Yeah, I got recognized by a trick-or-treater yesterday, so we're moving in a week. She's like, a traitor. My stepmom loves you. I love you. And I'm just like, cool. You know what? Take a Twix and get out.
Oh, now they know where you live.
Now they know where I live. Yeah. So, you know, now I have to move.
I've had that twice with like delivery guys now.
Really?
Yeah, one guy who delivered my food, he delivered it, and then I ordered from the same place again, and then he delivered it again, and then as soon as I opened the door, he was like, I knew it was you. I knew it was fucking you.
That would scare the life out of
me. You like, know, as soon as that delivery went through, he was like, I got it.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
That ticket came in, he's like, I'm on my way.
I fucking knew it was you, and I was like, oh, okay, cool.
You're like, damn, now I got a tip really well.
Bro, and then the fucking postman, it happened with the postman, not in this house, but my last house, is that like, I remember one time, I heard the door knock, I was in the shower, I didn't get it. And I can hear it like, bang, 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 bang.
Oh my God. What
the fuck? And then like, I ran down in my towel, opened it, it was the postman. I was thinking, why are you trying so hard, dude?
Just leave
the shit and go.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I got your post. And I was like, okay, cool. And he was like, yeah, I heard on your episode the other day that you just got back from holiday, so I knew you'd be in.
Yeah, like that type of shit.
That's an invasion of privacy.
That type of shit. Like, this is why, like, I try to, like, not
be in.
Yeah. I was like, fuck all of this.
I saw your light was on. So I came through. But I
heard the water turn off. So.
I knew you'd be in the bathroom. I just fucking knew it, dude. I got it lined up. I know.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Has that ever, like, helped you in a certain way? Because I remember there was one time where I was out in the city. This was years ago. And we're out at some bar, so me and all my friends are like drunk and stuff, and we're in this pizza place, and some girl recognizes me, and she goes, oh, you know, whatever. So we're just like talking and shit, and I was like, all right, you know, I'm leaving. And I go to leave, and I get in a Uber, and I'm like, so here's the sidewalk, I'm like all the way into the car already, and my friend, who's very fucking drunk, leans into the car and he goes, someone's trying to fight you. I'm like, no one's trying to fight me. I'm sitting in a car.
Yeah.
Like, I'm about to leave. And I'm like, oh, God. So my other friend that was sitting in the car gets out of the car. He's hammered, stumbles over garbage and falls down. And then I'm like, all right. So I get out of the car and I just hear some dude going, who the fuck was talking to my sister? Right? And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Well, and then my friend's like, I was. Right? He's like, I was talking to your sister. What? Like, just screaming. And
oh,
I'm
my
like,
God.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And, and then the guy who owns the pizza shop comes out. He's like, yeah, you guys can't do this here. Like, go around the block. So my friend just takes off his shirt and he's like, come on. And he starts walking. Dude walks way too far, by the way. Halfway down the block. I'm like, we're all walking right now, Barry. Yeah, yeah, like, just walk right here. Yeah. But he kept walking. And then the dude is like screaming. And he's like, so I'm trying to talk to my sister, blah, blah, blah. Now the dude's right next to me. And I was like, oh, dude, I was talking to your sister. And he turns to me and he goes, you were talking. Are you Joe Santagato? I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh. I was like, yeah, that's my friend. He's trying to fight you, by the way, over there. He's like, oh, forget about it. And then he just left. I was like,
that's sick.
There
was
all right.
There was last year in Key West, there was, remember there was that guy who was there with his girlfriend, and his girlfriend like saw him, and one of our friends that's like, you know, a very good looking guy, and like started, and her boyfriend was there, and just like, remember he had like, for some reason his hands were all like cut up, and he was like trying to make friends with him, like, yo, like we could like, oh, we could like go to a bar together.
It's
we
it was like out. How you were describing how that dude's that woman's husband was like kind of like being standoffish. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This guy was the opposite. He was overly like, yo, we should do some shots. Like, let's like hang out.
Let's go inside to this bar.
Yeah, he's like, let's have fun. I'm like, why are you yelling at me, bro? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
So invasive.
Oh, I hate stuff like that.
Chill, bro.
Let's have fun.
Let's have fun. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm all right, I'm all right.
And I'm just like fucking delusional. I'm like, yeah, dude. Are you buying? Come down. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, let's have fun. I don't know.
Damn. We had an after party. This was what, last year?
Which one?
After Shepherd's Bush.
Okay.
And then we went to this bar. And then I remember we had an after party after one of our live shows, and there was these two girls there that overheard me say, oh, I really want some water. I was done doing shots and stuff. I was like, oh, I'd really love some water. And then for the whole night, these two girls each had a glass of water, and they would follow me around wherever I went, and they're like, do you need some water? And I'm like, no, I'm okay. And then I turn around again, do you need some water? Are you thirsty? And I'm like, no, I'm fine, yeah, thanks. Yeah, yeah. I'm literally for like 45 minutes. Water? I've got some water. Do you want some water?
You probably weren't thirsty, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
you felt like Prince of Zamunda, though, didn't it?
Prince of Zamunda. Loki. Eddie Murphy. Yeah, Loki. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course, bro. Of course. I was like, this is crazy. But then I assumed there was roofies in there, so I didn't drink
it. Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, if it was water, what in roofies? I think you're okay.
Yeah, I think I'm too dumb like with that, because whenever I'm out and someone's like, I got you a drink,
just,
I'm like,
wait, hang on. Are we just going to skirt over that?
Well, you can't. Roofies can't be activated by water. It's yeah, alcohol. Real.
Why do you know?
Why do you know?
Wait, what'd you say?
I pardon? Went to
Yo,
school.
Hold on. What'd you say?
Roofies cannot be activated by water. They have to be activated by alcohol.
Uh huh.
Hold on. Hold the fuck on. Is that real? Wait, no. You're smiling though. Like, I don't know if you're like, is this?
Well,
this is
what we do, Joe. No, we say we know things, and we don't care if they're real.
But this is what I'm saying. Are you like, we're sciencing right now?
I am pretty scienced out right now. Okay. I'm pretty confident. I went to school for criminal justice, and we had like classes on
narcotics. This shit is so wrong,
yeah,
and you're just
right.
Wrong.
If it's wrong, who's gonna who?
But that is interesting though.
My name is Joe Santagato. If I'm wrong, you could
I would be scared of that. But I've never not taken a drink, I think, that someone got me. They're like, you want a shot?
Never not
like,
taken a drink?
Yeah, I think so. Wow. Yeah. So I was like, yo. I was like, cool.
That's dangerous, bro.
But I haven't been roofied.
I had to.
Now I'm going
to
get roofied.
I shouldn't say the only time that I've been offered a drink. Because like our friends and like people like that. But like the first time I was offered a drink, I watched those motherfuckers pour that shit. Like I was super like, because it was very weird. I was out at a bar. You know the story, but my sister was like working for like this like, you know, traveling karaoke, you know, fucking people, I don't know, bro, company, yeah. And they
travel
go from
karaoke.
They set up in different bars on different nights.
Okay,
so like one night it'll be here, next night it'll be there, and I was fucking 17 at the time, you know, went in, sang a song, and this guy, this just super bald guy, calls me over to the bar.
super bald.
Because that's how I remember.
Bro, the fucking most bald
that's
guy.
How I, that's how I saw him. The fucking light hit his head and it blinded me. And I come over and I'm like, he's like, my girlfriend really, really loved your rendition. I sang Hotel California by the Eagles. And I was like, oh, thanks. And he goes, let us buy you a shot. And I was like, all right, what do you, and in my head, I'm like, all right, I can get free drinks here. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to, and he's like, what are you drinking? So I was just like, Patron, you know, just like the most expensive thing I could think of at the time.
Was Patron.
Yeah. I was 17, you know, that did it. What do you want a shot of? Scotch, yeah. You know, just like showing I wasn't supposed to be there. And then afterward I took the shot and then he followed me into the bathroom.
Whoa.
And he was like, hey, come home with us. We wanna have a threesome with
no.
you.
Oh.
And I'm like, what? And he was like, yeah, I mean, you can do, and I'm literally standing at the urinal and peeing, and he's over my shoulder, like, telling me what I could do to his girlfriend, and I'm like, hey, man, and, like, my other boys are in the bathroom, too, because he actually originally asked me at the bar, and I walked to the table. I was like, guys, come with me right now. You're not going to believe this. So I'm, my two boys are in the bathroom. This guy's over my shoulder, and, like, I thought to myself, like, thank God I watched them pour that shot, because who knows yeah. what would have been put in there. Oh, and then, long story short, he was just like, I was like, you know, again, 17. I was like, I'm not doing this. But then I was like, only if, like, my buddy can come. Because, like,
to spot oh. you?
To, like, yeah. just stand behind me, like, you're doing good, dude. Yeah.
Secure your hips.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. yeah. Rotate the waist. Rotate the waist.
Yeah. And he was like, all right, yeah. He's like, no, no problem at all. You guys are, like, into gay shit, right? And I was like, dude, I'm out. Like, yeah. fucking put the nail in it. I'm done.
What did you think was going to happen when you're 17?
Dude, I was 17, the horniest I've ever been.
Yeah.
And there was no doubt in my mind that it was like, you know, do it for the story.
I would have done it for the story,
yeah.
to be fair.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
and our friend's just sitting there in the corner, like,
just watching.
Yeah. Are you good? Yeah. All right. Let's go home.
Push, breathe.
I was going to say, watch your breathing.
Yeah. Watch your breathing. Slow down, Frank. Come on.
He's behind him with the water. Like, you want water? Yeah. You good? You need water?
Yeah.
Need
some? All right. Oh, God.
Jeez.
Oh,
damn. Right. First game?
Yeah. I was literally going to say.
All right.
Couples?
Yeah. Cool. All right, bet. So, yeah. So, basically,
we're couples, dude.
Yeah.
Don't facts. Do this, though. Jesus.
This is like me and you. What do you think?
I thought you went double. Come here.
No.
I thought you went like this.
Come here. You got to go full hand for come here.
Okay.
If you do anything less, it's too sexual.
Well, like a...
I think I do.
You do this.
You beckon people with the middle too?
Yeah, I think apparently.
Oh, no.
It's like, can you come here a second?
Yeah. That's why those girls...
Yeah, I was like, no, bro. I cannot.
That's why those girls are following you with water all night. You were like, oh, come here. Shit. Come here for a minute.
That's so
yeah,
funny.
That's, yeah, when they offered me the water, I dipped my fingers in there.
Yeah. Oh, this water?
Yeah.
Oh, the taste.
Yeah, yeah.
pH 7.
Make sure it's not roofy.
Yeah. Neutral. Nice. So, yeah, what we're going to try and do, obviously, we've noticed you guys have somewhat of a friendship.
Yeah.
And we can tell that, like, eventually, I'm assuming you guys are going to want to get, like, this into, like, this.
Like what we
right?
have.
Okay.
So we want your friend. We want your friendship to flourish as much as ours has.
I love that.
We want the best for you. Thanks. So we thought we'd do a little bit of couples therapy. Is that cool with you guys?
Oh, God. Yeah.
All right. So this is going to, we're going to see true colors. So if all your statements, Frank, at the beginning were true, we will find out.
Thank you.
Right now.
By the way, thank you for having us here.
Oh, now he's going to suck up.
I'm not sucking up. I just want to thank them for being gracious. See how he immediately.
Wow, okay.
Wow.
Telling.
Damn.
And it worked, see? Good job.
All right, Bet, you gonna go first?
Joe.
Mm.
What does quality time look like for you? For you two?
Huh.
Mm.
Oh my God. Quality time. Hasn't been a lot of that lately, to be honest.
You bitch.
You.
Just being I'm going to try to sit here composed.
I'm sorry.
Say professional.
Name, what are the rules of this couple therapy, by the way?
I feel like I'm supposed to speak my truth and you're supposed to shush up.
I have the talking bottle, so it's my turn.
No.
Just got it everywhere.
What does quality time look like? Quality time would look like, I don't know, just hanging out, going to a bar, having a few drinks, just chilling, watching a game, something.
Frank, would you care to agree?
Yeah, I would say. I don't need to go to a bar. We can just sit and do nothing and just talk about life, liberty, pursuit of happiness.
Nice. When's the last time you did that, by the way?
That's a good question.
Every time I come in, I sit there and talk. How was your weekend? How was your day? What did you do?
That's Joey's quality like, time.
Cool.
That's quality time.
That's what we... I got young kids
Wait, where
at
did
home.
You go? Where do we do that?
Don't. Wait,
but where?
Don't.
Where
because
do
I know
that?
What you're going to do, and I don't like it.
But where do we do that?
In the studio.
Boom. Place of work.
Yeah, Joey. Yeah. Because I got to get home and put my 9-month-old daughter to sleep.
Here we go with the daughter thing. That's great.
So why are you looking at him?
Bro, it sounds like your relationship with your family at home is more important to you than your relationship with Joe here.
I mean,
that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Do you want? I mean, those are my children.
Yes.
Hey, man.
It feels like you love your family more than your boy, dude.
Yeah. Well, you know. So no, I would. My kids.
Bros before embryos, dude.
Yeah.
Bros before embryo bros. No,
it didn't land.
I have girls.
Should just stop with daughters. Cut that thing. Yeah. Take that out of there.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I would say absolutely. Like when we went to Puerto Rico, that was,
yeah.
Like I wrote about that in my diary when I got home. That was weird.
professional. Right. Yeah. Next.
What's funny about that?
Do you have a dad? You don't have a dad.
Do you have a dad?
No.
Do I have a dad? Barely.
A diary.
Oh, I thought you said you have a dad.
Oh, no.
He knows the answer, so that's why he okay. didn't
ask. All right, moving on. I think I already know the answer to this. Frank, would you prefer more time alone from Joe?
Oof. Like just me and him or like away from him?
I'm actually going to say with him.
Oh, I mean... I'll never complain about more time with him.
He hesitated. Anyone see that?
Because I had to clarify.
Oh.
Be very specific. No, yeah. Of course. I mean, you know, it's just, we're in like two kind of different stages of life. So it's hard. You know, I live 75 miles away, kilometers, whatever.
I just want to, this is like the third time this has happened in America. Yeah. We don't measure kilometers in England.
We use miles?
Yes. We use miles.
Why?
Oh, I'll be honest with you.
That's dumb.
That is fucking news to me.
Yeah, that's, I wouldn't use kilometers. It's just way easier than miles.
I don't know, man. We use miles. Every time we've been here and someone's said miles, they've always gone kilometers.
I assume like pretty much every other country does kilometers.
I honestly, that's what I believed it was.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think the rest of Europe does kilometers, right? Yeah, we do miles.
Yeah.
There's you guys are just as dumb as us?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. There's a couple of countries that use miles and like the same system that we use. But I mean, it's like a random.
Yeah, it's like.
Like not, Nepal not, or something.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Nepal. Anyway, back to it. Let's not diverge.
No. Of course. I would love more. I think we do well capitalizing on what we have, mm-hmm. but of course, you know,
This is so funny, dude.
Yeah.
This is actually hilarious.
Why?
Because it's like they're asking the questions and then it becomes like a very serious answer.
Well, that's the other thing is that he knows sometimes I have to put up, like when I talk to like certain people and when I had like my business voice, because there were times where I would like be working at the studio and I'd be talking to him about like, you know, like tits, poop, whatever, penis, and then... Pause. I got it for you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Those are his top three, by the way.
Tits, poop, then penis. All right, nice.
The hierarchy, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know? But then I'd like get a phone call. I'd get a phone call and they would like be talking about work and I'd be like, you know, I've seriously been trying to like pontificate like the ramifications of what could be coming out of this. And he's like, that sucked.
Talking to me normally, he's like, hello, this is Francisco.
I'm
like,
Francisco?
Yeah, what the fuck is that? Yeah.
Oh my God. All right, cool. Next
question. Joe, do you trust Frank when you're not together?
Do I trust him? I do trust him.
In this relationship?
I do, yeah. I do trust Frank.
You trust him with your
because
life?
You know what the thing is? Like even growing up, me and Frank, like, this is so funny to me. I don't know why.
Do you love him? Like, fuck yes.
The thing is, Doctor, when we were growing up, we were like, even when we were in school together, his family has like a summer house in Connecticut, which is like an hour and a half away. I was never allowed to go. So in the summer, he would be there for like majority of the summer. So like our relationship naturally is kind of like, it's not an everyday thing. Like we don't need to see each other all the time. When he was away at university, like I didn't see him for like the whole time he was away, but we were still like, you know, kept in contact and stuff. So it's like we have a good relationship, but we also don't need to be like actually spending a lot of time together, because that's just always just kind of what it's been. So like in the summer he was doing his own thing, I was doing my own thing, but then we would always kind of like be friends no matter what, and then when we could hang out we would.
Nice. So, good answer. Cute. Joe's doing better than I thought it would. Frank's making a few excuses here and there.
What the fuck? No, I'm...
All
right,
First of all, that's insulting to me. What do you mean? He's like, I thought he was going to be a fucking...
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to be
a... I mean, I didn't know this was a competition. I'll ramp it up.
I thought you were going to be a...
Right. Oh, God. Right. Frank.
Why did you... Like, why was that... Why was that little preamble there? Like, oh, shit.
Are you worried that the romance is dead in the relationship. You're not?
No, not at all.
I love how fast you answered
not
that.
Not one bit. No, I mean, like he said, we can go, it's effortless. Mm. It's like we could not see each other for like 3 weeks. He can go to Portugal, be an idiot, buy cases of wine, and I could be sitting home doing the hard job of being a parent,
yeah.
You know, to three incredible children. You know, and trying to provide for my family.
They're not watching this, dude. Yeah,
if you are, what? No, but no, I absolutely. The romance is not dead. It'll never die because I'm the romantic one here. I will keep it. I will work tirelessly to keep it alive.
But isn't that draining?
Not one bit.
Wow.
Because we understand our roles here.
Nice.
Oh. You know?
Whoa.
You like that, right?
I don't even know what you mean by that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, bitch.
All like, right, no, I don't like that.
Damn. All right.
Yeah, bitch. Fuck.
Why? I don't like these, like...
Joe.
This is a good one.
Joe. What are the things you can't stand...
Fire.
...about?
Why did you instantly, like...
What are the things I can't stand about Frank? Similar to me... Frank thinks he's always right.
It's not a thought. It's a fact.
See what I mean?
I'm pretty right all the time.
So he thinks he's always right. So we also have not really gotten into arguments over the years, which is shocking. But I've always said if like we were ever roommates, I'm like, that would probably end in a fire. Because
yeah, he wouldn't like me as a roommate. I'm too clean and organized, and he's definitely not. He'll tell you.
No, I won't.
Yeah, you will.
Go to my apartment right now. Look at it. It's beautiful.
Yeah. You know why?
Because I clean it. That's why.
Who do you think cleans it? On my hands and knees. Why'd you go? You call me soft hands. I wear rubber gloves.
So yeah, that's one, I guess. What are the things I can't stand? I don't think there's a lot of things that I can't stand about Frank. I think that we have a good understanding of like our relationship. Like it doesn't, like going back to what I was saying before, it doesn't need to be too much. Like I think that sometimes like, I mean, I used to do this when I was younger, but like every day for a summer, you hang out with the same fucking person for some reason. And like, I used to do that, but me and Frank never did that. So like, I don't think that we were able to find these things in each other that are like, I hate this fucking thing.
Nice. You just,
that isn't like something we could like joke about too, because although he has a very strong personality and so do I, but it never clashes. Cause we both, I think also like one, don't really care to get into an argument, but also like just have an understanding, I guess, that like, we're not going to get into an argument. So I didn't even answer that fucking question. He thinks he's always right. That's
eloquent. You did well.
Joe's too humble. He's hot and like won't accept it. You know, like he's a good looking guy and like everyone tells him.
We were talking about something completely different and I don't know.
That's what I hate about you. That's what I can't say about you.
Oh, that's hot.
Can I ask it? You weren't asked the question.
Ooh.
So now you're stealing my question.
See this
is what I'm talking about. He dominates conversations too.
First of all, you're pointing at the Hispanic man in the room, and I don't like it.
Okay. Oh,
so that's fucking insane. Cut it out.
This is what he does. This is what he does. Oh, you know what? That's something that I don't like. It's like a bit on our podcast. Every fucking chance he gets, he tries to make me sound like a racist or like a pedophile or all this stuff. Like literally, he'll be like, he's like, well, I was dropping my kid off at school, which I know you can't be within 200 feet of one. Oh. I was like. The fuck?
Damn.
To my defense, I don't have to work very hard to do those.
Oh, wow.
No.
It's like just the white devil stuff is hilarious, though.
Well, yeah. And what were you for Halloween? Tell him.
I didn't dress up.
What were you
for Halloween episode, and I was the devil.
I saw that.
So, you know.
Damn.
The world is a weird way of working itself out, fits, you know? Mm.
Okay.
Interesting.
About all that.
Right. Frank, I feel like these were lined up perfectly.
Perfectly.
Is jealousy an issue in the relationship with Joe?
Jealousy?
Yeah, is it an issue?
I don't see what there would be to be jealous of.
Whoa, dude, that's fucked up.
Oh, okay.
Well, you just said you hated the fact of how hot he was.
No, oh, wow. I'm very... That's obviously a bit. I mean...
Is it?
No.
No. You just gotta ask twice. And then you're
okay. It was only the truth.
No.
Is it?
I think the only thing that like could possibly be like a little bit like jealous is like I was a fucking, like I was so stupid and thick-headed and was like, oh, I'm gonna go to college. I'm gonna get a degree. I'm gonna put myself in debt. And like he was like, oh, I'm gonna kind of follow my dream here. We're like, I had the fucking idea of like, oh, I'm going to take the safe route. What in my head was the safe route? Mm. And then, like, he was building this, you know, himself and you know, his digital footprint, so to say, way longer before I ever got involved. So, like, I was jealous in the sense of, like, fuck, I should have not...
Wasted time?
Wasted time. But then also, I feel weird saying this because, like, it brought me to where I am right now, mm. which I would not do anything different, so... I guess yes and no in a sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I'm sure if you'd asked me at the age of 20, I was very I wouldn't say jealous, but like we'd be out and there'd be like fucking hot girls going up to him like, oh my God, you're so funny. And I'd be like, watch me like fucking like throw my body through a table and like laugh at me, you know? But no, not at all. All
right, nice. That was a good answer. You guys are giving fantastic answers, by the way.
We were PR trained right before we got in here.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
How do you think so?
Just been in therapy for so many years.
Joe. I've been in for zero, just so we know.
Mm. We can't tell.
Joe.
Yep.
How would your life be if you decided to separate from Frank right now?
Mm. How would my life be?
Mm.
I don't know. How would my life be if I decided to separate is hilarious. I don't know. I think that like Frank's my oldest friend. Like I've known him longer than anybody. So I think it doesn't like escape me that like that's very important. Also very rare. Like I think a lot of people meet like their best friends or the people they're going to be friends with for the rest of their life, like way later in life. It's fucking pre-K that I met this kid. So I've like known him forever and it would be weird if there was someone in the world who I just known my entire life that I'm like, I'm not going to even talk to them anymore. Like, I don't know what that looks like. And I don't know like what the actual ramifications of that would be. But I think it would be strange to be like, I can't picture anything that would be worth giving that up to be like, oh, this person who I've known my entire life. Like, I'm just suddenly going to be like, no, I'm good. So like, I'm 31, nice. Dude. Like,
so let's say you go to the studio tomorrow, next week, for example.
Yeah.
You're thinking, where's Frank? Where's Frank? You try and call him. It's not going through.
Yeah.
You call his wife. Not going through.
Oh, am I dead?
Yeah, dude. Where are you going?
I'm not insinuating you're dead.
I think you're like escaping to Sweden
just,
or something.
Yeah, I'm not insinuating you're dead. Oh. I'm just saying
you've
parted ways. You're trying every means to contact him. He's not coming in to work. You can't find him. You can't speak to his parents. Nothing. How do you feel?
Just confused. I'd be like, what the fuck was that? Also, how did you do... First of all, I love a good fucking puzzle. So I'm going to be like, I'm going to find this motherfucker. Like, you think you could hide from me? I'm going to fucking dump money into finding you and then just show up like, sup, found you. You thought you got rid of me, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
No, you didn't. But
well played.
Yeah, I would be very confused. I don't know. If anybody did that too, I'd be like, what the fuck is going... Actually, no, a lot of people, I'd be like, all right, whatever. Barely sell you anyway.
Just like, see you later.
But I would be very confused. I'd want to know why. And I would not be able to be like if I didn't know why, I'd be like, no, I need to find out.
Would that eat you alive?
Yeah. I would need to know.
Mm.
I would need to know.
I like that. Kinda.
The PI that I would
I don't hire. Like that I was assumed dead in this for
you,
a minute.
You assumed.
You did assume that.
So you
fair.
Brought up death.
I did bring
we
up
We were
death.
Talking about Sweden. Very nice place.
Mm. Oh, wait, I'm going to Sweden?
I made that up.
Okay. I'll go.
All right. Frank.
Sounds nice.
Hmm. What are the things that you love most about Joe?
Oh.
There's a ton.
My body.
Your body. How do I not start there? I think that, you know, we joke and I paint him as, you know, business Joe, tyrannical CEO, but like he is legitimately the like kindest like one of the kindest people I've ever met. I was gonna say the kindest, but I've met also other kind people.
Yeah, right.
You know. One of the kindest people. If I called him tomorrow and said, like, you guys have seen the movie The Town?
Mm-hmm.
You know the part where, like, I think it was Ben Affleck. He shows up and he's talking to his brother. He's like, we got to go somewhere. We got to hurt some people. Don't ask questions. Mm-hmm. And then his brother's just like, all right, whose car are we taking? Like, legitimately, I think he would ask questions, but, like, he would be down for whatever for me. And I think that is a very, like...
What is that face for, James?
Damn, it feels like someone doesn't think someone would be down to do that.
Loyalty. Boom.
If I said to you tomorrow...
The answer is yes, by the way. But
you do it.
Ask your question.
You've already answered it. It's fine.
Okay, cool.
Asked and answered.
I saw a clip of you guys saying like if someone got bit on the wiener by a snake.
That's different.
And it's
that's
not different. That's okay.
That's not different.
Then, you know what? Fuck the rest of these questions.
I'll answer
Frank.
That.
Frank. Okay, Joe, go.
Nope.
Thank you.
Oh, like
you want
like
me to
a,
suck your
like
dick?
A fucking garden hose, dude. Are you kidding me? I'd suck a golf ball through a garden hose to save your life. Without question.
First of all, I'd be on the ground being like, just let me go, dude. Just
let me go. I'm like, no.
I'm like, please stop.
Listen. No. Come back, Joey.
Oh my God. That's a crazy one, though. That's wild.
Damn. There's always a no, isn't there?
Of course there's always a no.
And that's they always crazy. Sit on your side.
What about if you got...
True. That's actually
what if you got stung by a jellyfish? You let them piss on it because it hurts too much?
Yeah, would you let me piss on you?
Which, by the way, I heard that that's the myth.
It's a huge myth.
I heard it's a myth that it doesn't actually work. A bunch of people got pissed on in this world because of that. What a great
How many kinks do you think it woke up? Like sleeper cell kinks in people where it's just like, oh shit, I kind of
I think I got stung like on my face too.
Oh my god, like, dude.
Yeah, douse me.
Oh no! The sound, you didn't need that.
Damn.
That's crazy.
You gotta keep your eyes open. Like,
yeah. It stings here, oh my god. Right.
That was so unnecessary, dude.
What?
Oh my god.
Oh fuck.
Joe.
Oh shit.
We're still going.
We got a couple, I mean, we got two more.
Bring them on, bring them on.
All right, man.
What are the things you can't stand about Frank?
We just did that.
We got one more. Sorry, tell her.
Sorry.
I was like, oh shit, I got more.
Give me more things. Yeah.
This is actually perfect for you.
Oh boy.
Considering the dynamic of your friendship, this is actually perfect for you. How could you show Frank your feelings better?
That is a good question.
How can I show Frank my feelings better?
How could you express them better towards him?
I guess just having more conversations. Because a lot of the time, he has... Why
you're just like looking in my soul right now, and I tensed up.
Okay. Where do you want me to look?
Right here. I like this.
I think a lot of the times he has to run out after record and stuff. So like we don't have a lot of time to like just sit and talk and stuff. Mm. But I think that... That would require both of us to kind of go out of the way to, like, I guess, talk about stuff more. I don't necessarily feel like a gigantic void in, like, he doesn't understand my feelings because of everything else that I've talked about. Like, I don't know. Like, we don't, like, we're very good friends, but we don't, I feel like we talk probably less than most people talk to their best friends or some shit. Mm. Like, we don't talk every single day for hours or whatever. But we have like a very strong like connection. I don't even know what the fucking question was, to be honest with you. At this point, I've just been rambling.
Oh, how do you express your feelings better?
Oh, I just think that like, just better communication about that. Or just like if there was an issue, just bringing that up and not feeling like, oh, well, I'm just going to let that go or, you know, whatever. Because once you start letting shit go and you set a principle up, like a precedent that you're like, I'm just never going to talk about that, then eventually you stop talking altogether. So
nice. You know what?
What?
I have some notes.
Oh shit, we're getting graded?
Yeah, I have notes.
Fuck, dude, I would have started if I knew.
I'm ready.
Right.
Are you ready?
What the hell are you doing?
I'm all ears.
Right, so, first of all,
yeah,
not bad.
Nice.
You guys are in a better place than I thought you were.
Mm-hmm. What do you think we were?
That's good.
We do yell out at each other.
Firstly, the fact that you wouldn't suck his dick to save his life is disgusting.
Insane.
I feel like most people would say the opposite.
No.
Well, we're not most people, are we?
You would just be like, okay.
I feel like if your life depended on it, fuck. Put the cameras on too. I don't care.
Nice, dude. One thing
I also know, not going to be very hard to get the venom out. That venom doesn't have to travel very far.
Oh, God.
Damn. Oh, it's all right. For me, it's less, probably. It would take one just to... We're good.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
All right, bet. Apart from that, Joe did very well. Frank.
Oh.
I feel like you're...
This is great.
I feel like you love to express how you feel about Joe, but whenever the light's on you, you use racism, kids, marriage, distance as an excuse to take accountability. So my only note would be... Take more accountability.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
That's fire.
No.
Oh, wow. That was easy. Okay.
What the fuck did you go to school for, dude?
Yeah, he's like, they went to school for like sports science. Yeah. You know? They're these chiropractors on TikTok, hey, like fucking bending people in half. And he has this most profound statement of the day. I like that.
Thank you, man. I think we should charge it. You want to charge it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm satisfied, of course. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Gents, this has been insanely fun.
It's been a fantastic episode.
You guys did well. Probably tied for my favorite guest episode far. Yeah. Tied first.
Yeah. But by tied, you mean one and one, right? Like we're tied with each other.
Exactly, bro. Right,
who is the best guest? I want to know.
Tied.
Yeah, but who is...
You can talk.
Tied. Who is it?
Tied.
Who is it?
So I saw you...
How many times did you guys say that to everyone, didn't you?
Nah, we actually... we said it to the other...
I swear this happens... This doesn't happen ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But it was good. We'll see how it does in views.
We shall.
And yeah, then I'll let you guys know how I feel about it after that.
We'll see if it'll be my favorite. Let me see how much it brings in.
Facts.
But yeah, guys, by all means, if you want to plug your show, plug your socials, whatever, man, now's the time.
You can go follow our show. It's called The Basement Yard. It's on wherever you can get a podcast. And my social media is at Joe Santagato. Good luck spelling that.
Yeah, and mine is at Frank, or what is it? At the Frank Alvarez. Some idiot took Frank Alvarez.
Yeah.
Some other Frank.
That's annoying.
Very. And on Twitter, it's different. It's but at the Frank Alvarez on all forms of social media, except X. I don't know.
X, wow.
That's the first time I've even heard someone say it.
Literally, I was about to say, it's the first time.
This is the first time I've used it. I've always been saying Twitter, but yeah.
Say less.
So thanks for having us, guys.
No worries.
Yeah, dude, thank you.
If we come across the pond, can we come hang out?
Yeah, please.
100%. Not with that accent, but 100%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Where does that sound? What is that? That accent that you're doing? Is that anybody in England sounds like that?
It's just a caricature, obviously.
No, I know, but I'm saying there's a bunch of different accents.
I'm sure you guys get that a lot and you hate it, so I'm going to stop before you.
It's fine.
He's going to float the table on you, I think. It's going to reopen the therapy book, like, oh, by the way. No.
He's like, I got more fucking notes, by the way.
Nah, this has been sensational. Yes. Basement Yard, guys. Yay!
Yay! Finally!
Finally, indeed. Yes.
Indeed, right. Cool.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.